Welcome into LoHo Daily. I am LoHo, a.k.a. Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for hanging out with me. It's Super Bowl Sunday, and I know that the lifespan of this particular podcast is not very long. The Super Bowl is going to kick off in like 8 hours or whatever. God, is it really 8 hours? Yeah, but I wanted to talk about something, and I wanted to talk about what if Tom wins? I don't know where you're leaning. I'm not telling you who to root for. But what if Tom wins? What if he wins the Super Bowl? Again, you want to hear a crazy statistic? There's a lot when it comes to Tom Brady. But this one in particular is ridiculous. He's been to more Super Bowls than Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre, Dan Marino combined. It's 10. If he wins, he will have won 7 out of 10. And here's my thing for... I was joking on the national show this morning. Here's my thing on why, if he wins, he should just strip naked right there at the 50-yard line, put his helmet down, and walk off the field and be like, I'm done. And the reason that he should be done is because what else is there left for him to do? There's nothing left. There's nothing left for him to do. There's no mountain to climb. There's no dragon to slay if he wins this game against Mahomes. If he loses, it's easy. He comes back. He tries to get back there, even though that's really difficult. And he tries to beat Mahomes. If he wins, though, think about it this way. He already has 6 rings, right? One of the things that he was fighting when he was making his decision on where to go after leaving New England was, can Tom Brady win without Bill Belichick? Remember? It's Brady versus Belichick. Well, in the early rounds, because it's not completely over, and I expect that the Patriots will find a way to get back to some semblance of greatness in this offseason of the quarterback carousel. They're going to find one. Maybe it's one they already had. We'll see. But in year one of this, Tom won. If he wins the Super Bowl, he gets to put that in his pocket. He gets to say, I won a Super Bowl without Bill Belichick. He ain't won one without me. I won one without him, though. I went down to Tampa and resurrected a franchise that was dead. I went down to Tampa and went to a place where they haven't been to the playoffs since 2007. And I brought them back and I put them in a Super Bowl and we won. So that's one. That's one of the dragons that he gets to slay. Belichick, that's a pretty big one. I did this. The thing that was built in New England, I built that. And now you know because I went down to Tampa and we did the same damn thing. So that's one part of this. The next part is, all right, cool. I'm now in the NFC, so that changes the road that I have to take to get to the playoffs. What did his road to the Super Bowl include? His road to the Super Bowl included beating the guy that statistically is like the same as him. Drew Brees and him are always going back and forth. Well, now he's the touchdown leader all time. No, he's the touchdown leader. And look at all of the yards that these guys have thrown for. And this, that, and the other. Beat that guy. Didn't just beat him, but beat him so much that Drew's like, I think I'm out. I think I'm retired now. I think I'm going to be done, and I think this is going to be the end of my career. So you outlived that guy. Your career, you went through and ended probably. It's not official yet, but you probably ended Drew Brees. So you put that on the resume. On my way to winning a Super Bowl, I made Drew Brees retire. So you got that. Next up, Aaron Rodgers. I got Aaron Rodgers on my list. A lot of people think that he's a better quarterback than I am, even though I have all of the rings. That he's a more talented quarterback than I am. even though I have all of the rings. So you play him. You even don't even play great in that game. But in the moment when you needed to, you came back, marched your team down the field, burned the clock, and went to the Super Bowl. So you get to put Aaron Rodgers on the list. Let's just check him off the list. Now, oh, I'm supposed to be scared because the MVP is here. I'm supposed to be scared to go to Lambeau Field and play in January? Nope. Cross him off. And now, what else? Now you've got the guy that's supposed to be a better version of you. The guy who the league is going to be turned over to after you finally retire. The guy who's already got a ring. He's already got an MVP. He looks at you as the standard, and you're standing in his way to his ultimate greatness and his claim to being the greatest of all time, Patrick Mahomes. You beat Patrick Mahomes and walk away, you get to go, I got him again. I got Patrick Mahomes. I get to say head up. I beat him in a Super Bowl. I get the ring, which would be 7 for me. And I kept him from at least for 1 year from chasing me down with the amount of rings that this kid is clearly going to have for the rest of his career because he's super good. So let's recap here. Let's recap what's at stake for Tom Brady in this game. In a season where he has bested Bill Belichick, stopped the coronation of Aaron Rodgers, who had an unbelievable season until he didn't, probably retired Drew Brees, and keeps Patrick Mahomes from winning a Super Bowl this year. There's nothing left to do. Now, look, I understand that Tom doesn't listen to this podcast, nor should he, quite honestly. We're the same age about. He doesn't need career advice from me. He's the greatest that's ever done it. But I would say, Tom, if you get the opportunity, if your team wins and you play great, because I can see a scenario, well, I can't really see a scenario where they win and he doesn't play great. But if there is a scenario where they win and he doesn't play great, I can see that I can play better being a part of what he says in the offseason. I get that. I could see that. But if they win and he plays great, Tom, there's nothing left for you to do. You've done it all. At your feet will be the heads of all of your rivals. Every single one of them. Even the ones you can't see. And I was joking. I was like, what's he going to have to do next? Like, beat Lamar Jackson in a foot race? Like, is that the only thing left for Tom to do? Hey, Lamar. And I know that they've joked about it. And Lamar was real careful about how he answered it. Because people were like, do you think you could beat Tom Brady in a foot race? Ha, ha, ha. And Lamar was like, I mean, I wouldn't put it past Tom. Real careful. So you got a bunch of scared quarterbacks out there that are just hoping you go away. And the heads of all of your rivals lay at your feet. Belichick, Rodgers, Brees, Mahomes. Oh, and by the way, your biggest rival, Peyton Manning, he's been out of the game so long that he's now in the Hall of Fame. All of their heads lay at your feet, except for Eli Manning. That's the only one. The only one that you can't get anymore is Eli. Although, if Eli, all right, fine, I'll do it. If Eli becomes a member of the Giants organization, there's another motivation for Tom to come back next year. Just to say that he got one over Eli. It's the only person. It's the only guy. And I feel like Tom would challenge Eli to a golf match or ping pong or something just to get that off of his resume. But other than Eli Manning, and you can't do anything about it, there's nothing left for you to prove. So here's my suggestion, Tom, is you win, drop the mic, homie. Stand there in your own greatness. And I say do it naked. Stand there in your own greatness. Have someone bring a microphone over to you at the 50-yard line and be like, what else do you want me to do? Drop the mic, chuck the deuce, be like, hey, peace out, I'm retired. And then walk away as the greatest that's ever done it. This is my wish for you. If you win. I'm kind of rooting for Patrick Mahomes, though. But if Tom wins, you can't deny him. You can't deny him and say, look, man, look at what you accomplished. Look at these rivals who lay at my feet. Ha, 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 ha. Go be the crazy person, Tom. You win the Super Bowl today, 50-yard line, naked, talking about, I can't do no more. I retire. I have mastered this game, and I'm out. Thanks for listening.